Hello and welcome to Easy, the English Zone podcast, a place where you can learn, practice, and improve your English the easy way. Because English is not difficult, it's easy. What you need is short stories with questions and answers to help you practice your listening, speaking, pronunciation, vocabulary, and grammar. In today's lesson, you're going to listen to a very short story. And after the story, I will ask you a lot of questions about the story. This will help you improve your vocabulary, your grammar, your pronunciation, your everything. What you need to do is put on your headphones, get your notebook, and pay attention to the story. And after the story, try to answer the questions with me. And also, if you are not subscribed, again, subscribe to my podcast and check out all the other lessons that I have on my podcast and practice your English for free. Anyway, let's get started with today's lesson. Today's lesson is a short story to practice past tense. You will learn a lot of new verbs and practice regular verbs, irregular verbs, and how to use these verbs in past tense. And of course, you'll also enjoy listening to a short story. The title of the story is Stuck on an Island. 2 years ago, Bessie and Louis went to Hawaii for a vacation. They flew from Tennessee. Their flight took a long 9 hours and 42 minutes. Everything was smooth with their flight, and they enjoyed some tasty meals aboard on the plane. When they arrived in Hawaii, they both felt incredibly tired. Very, very tired. Actually, they were exhausted. So, they went directly to their hotel. There, they slept for 10 hours. That's crazy. Their vacation was 2 weeks long. They rented a car to see what the island had to offer. They walked on the beach and they ate delicious food like sushi, shrimp, and crabs. And they had fresh coconuts. They explored Hawaii and enjoyed their time. So the vacation turned out to be a blast. A lot of fun. So much fun. Over those 2 weeks, they ended up spending quite a lot of cash. They spent a lot of money. More than $5,000. Whoa. So by the end of their 2 week vacation, they were flat broke. No money. No money in their pockets. No money in their bank account. Flat broke. Very broke. It was time to return to work. It was time to go back to reality. However, they had a problem. The morning before, you will not believe this, the morning before their scheduled flight home, Betsy overslept and they missed their flight. The problem was they had no money for another ticket. They were stuck on the island. Betsy and Louis had to make a tough decision, a difficult decision. What did they do? Well, they decided to stay in Hawaii and look for work. What? That's crazy. Fortunately, they quickly found jobs and they ended up staying in Hawaii for good, forever. they lived happily ever after. Wow, that's crazy. So they went on vacation for 2 weeks, but because they missed their flight, they said, you know what? Let's just stay here. What would you do? Would you do something similar? Or would you try to call your family or someone to send you money to buy another ticket to go home? Anyway, so that was the end of the story. Now I'm going to ask you a lot of questions about the story. Remember, this part is really important. It's extremely important that you pay attention and practice your listening, your comprehension, and try to answer the questions with me about the story. Are you ready? Let's go. What did Bessie and Louis do 2 years ago? They went on vacation. They went on vacation. Where did they go? They went to Hawaii. Next question. How did they go to Hawaii? They flew. They flew. Fly, flew. The past of fly. They flew. Or they went by plane. Okay. Where did they fly to? I just said it. They flew to Hawaii. All right. Where did they fly from? Where did they fly from? They flew from Tennessee. Okay. How long did their flight take? Their flight took 9 hours and 42 minutes. Okay. How did they feel when they arrived in Hawaii? Well, they felt really tired. They felt very tired. Actually, they felt exhausted. They were exhausted after such a long flight. But did they enjoy their flight? Yes, they did, actually. They enjoyed their flight and they enjoyed some tasty meals on the plane, aboard the plane. Okay. Cool, cool. So where did they go after they arrived in Hawaii? They went directly to their hotel. No stops. Directly to the hotel. What did they do there? What did they do in the hotel? They slept. How long did they sleep? How long? Duration. They slept for 10 hours. Okay. How long was their vacation? It was 2 weeks long. That was the duration of their vacation. Okay. Did they rent a boat in Hawaii? No, no, they did not. They did not rent a boat. Well, what did they rent? Did they rent a house? No, they didn't. They didn't rent a house. What did they rent? They rented a car. They rented a car. Why? Obviously, to explore the island. They rented a car to explore the island, to see what the island had to offer. What did they do on the beach? They walked. They walked on the beach. What did they eat? They ate delicious food. Like what? Like sushi, shrimp, crabs, all that good stuff. Okay. What about fresh coconuts? Did they have fresh coconuts? Yes, they did. They had really good and fresh coconuts. Okay. So, how did the vacation turn out to be? Well, the vacation actually turned out to be a blast. A lot of fun. Very exciting. Okay. How much money did they spend? They spent quite a lot of cash. Quite a lot of cash. A lot of cash. How much? More than $5,000. Wow. So, how much money did they have by the end of their vacation? Nothing. They were flat broke. They were completely broke. No money. So it was time to go home and get back to work. It was time to go back to reality. Okay. So did they go back home? No, they didn't. What? What do you mean? They didn't go back home? No, they did not. What happened? Well, the morning before their flight home, Betsy overslept, slept a lot. And because of that, they missed their flight. Oh my God, that's crazy. So, did they buy another ticket? No, they didn't. Why not? What was the problem? Well, the problem was they had no money for another ticket. They were stuck on the island. Stuck. If you are stuck somewhere, that means you cannot move. You are stuck. You can be stuck in traffic. You can be stuck on an island. You can be stuck if your car breaks down somewhere and you have no help. You say, I'm stuck. So they were stuck on the island. So what decision did Lewis and Betsy have to make? They had to make a tough decision. Did they have to make an easy decision? No, they didn't. they had to make a tough decision. Very difficult. Not easy. Wow. What was the decision? What did they decide to do? Well, they decided to stay in Hawaii and look for work. What? That's crazy. Did they find jobs? Yes, they did. Did they find jobs after a long time? Or did they find jobs quickly? They found jobs quickly. They didn't wait very long. They quickly found jobs. Fortunately, thank God. So they ended up staying in Hawaii for good. Did they end up staying in Hawaii for a short time? No, they didn't. They ended up staying in Hawaii for good. For good means permanently, for a long time, forever. That's what it means. And they lived happily ever after. So maybe that was the best decision ever. I don't know. What do you think? That was the end of today's episode, and that was the end of this lesson. Please go back and listen to the story again and practice your pronunciation, your vocabulary, and of course, your speaking. I promise, if you do this, your English will improve very quickly. Thank you for listening. And again, if you liked this episode, make sure to subscribe and check out my other episodes. I have so many stories like this one to practice your grammar, vocabulary, pronunciation, listening, everything. Thanks again. Bye-bye.